Yeah, I can see why it's easy to get fat here. The foods are pretty good and a lot of it. But yeah, I'm sure everyone will be better this year. We were really good last year. Looking forward to just racing, and the track here is epic. It's one of my favourite street tracks to drive. So,
hi, this is Shane Van Gisbergen from Trackhouse Racing, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line, actually honored to have on the line, three-time supercar champion driver of the 97 Chevrolet for Colic Racing, Trackhouse Racing, the undefeated, undisputed champion of the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, the one and only Shane Van Gisbergen. Welcome. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Wow. So to have you here, now do you feel when you come here that this is kind of like a home city for you? Of course, been all over the world, obviously New Zealand, obviously you live other places, but Chicago, it's a special place.
No, I'm a long way from home. Yeah. But yeah, it's cool to come back here. I got some obviously pretty awesome memories of this place from last year. So yeah, looking forward to the race.
How does that feel to be really one of those? It's certainly history-making elements for you personally. Obviously, it was a huge, huge moment. But for the city, it was big, and you're part of it.
Yeah, especially the first NASCAR street race to do it with such a backdrop, the city and in the park and the lake by the side of the track. It's a pretty epic spot to have the first race. So, yeah, to come over from New Zealand, be part of it, pretty awesome.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, early on, right afterwards. You're like, like a lot of drivers, I don't know if it's sunk in yet. I don't think that it's completely sunk in all the way, even whether it's with you or whether it's with the city. I think it's the kind of thing that its importance will grow over time. I think as the race becomes a race, you see just the importance that NASCAR puts in it and then your role in it. I think over time it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Hope so. Yeah. Well, there's another one coming up. Hopefully it's bigger and better again. And I'm sure, hearing what they're saying and what they're planning with the race, with the concerts, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It'll be Return of the King. Okay. So it's been a big transition from New Zealand. So coming over here, not just the racing side of it, all that experience on the supercar side, the transition to NASCAR, obviously it's gone well, right? It's been pretty smooth. And we've talked with Scott McLaughlin about his transition from supercars to IndyCars. I love the fact that it seems to be one of the sort of magic universal racing series, right? Where you can be good in that series to that level and it transitions to success. But the transition to lifestyle, to the NASCAR lifestyle, it's a grind. You think about professional sports, it goes from, February to November. It's week on, week out. It is a lot, right? As far as that transition, how's that gone? And then just the transition to America.
Yeah, it's pretty different here. But racing every week is awesome. That's like the dream for me. So yeah, I'm enjoying that side of it. Different every week, different challenges. But yeah, it's not easy. The oval stuff here is crazy tough. And the guys are so good at it. The road courses, I'll be fine. I got that figured out. But yeah, I got a lot to learn on the ovals and adapt to and try and understand how it all works.
Outside of the track side of it, obviously that's the focus. That's the reason you're here. Yep. Yeah, that's where you win. But, you've got to live here 24/7. What are things about, whether it's the American lifestyle or maybe some either cool things, activities or traditions or foods, right, that you're saying, hey, it's pretty great?
Yeah, I can see why it's easy to get fat here. The foods are pretty good and a lot of it. But yeah, I like it so far. It's cool to live somewhere different. It is a long way from home. But as I said, living in the racing lifestyle in Charlotte, racing every week and preparing, going to all the teams, and it's really cool. The way it's all set up here is efficient and works really well.
You're definitely able to just immerse yourself because there is so much to do just on the racing side. If that's really all you want to focus on, you've got all you can need. And one of the things they always talk about, drivers that are good or talented, right? You need the equipment. You have to have good equipment, good team, good organization. You got Trackhouse, one of the best, right? Colic Racing, so much success there. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I think based on what happened, you could have signed on with any team, but you're with two good ones.
Exactly, yeah. And when we came and raced here with Project 91 and Trackhouse in the Chicago race, I knew the car was as good as anyone else's out there. So we just had to put it all together and execute. And even now, all the racing I'm doing with them, like my car's capable of running up front. So it's so awesome to be lined up with a great organization and all the people there and having really a lot of fun working together with them. And then the alliance, I guess, with Colic running in there. Xfinity equipment is great too. The car's definitely better than I am at the moment. So yeah, it's really cool to race with those people.
You think about the inspiration. So people that walk through, young kids, next generation, certainly here in Chicago, NASCAR has a great presence with the schools, a lot of the people visiting and getting. It's not a traditional racing city. It isn't like Charlotte. It doesn't live and breathe at this point racing yet, but you know, to have people inspired by you, what it is that you, because here's part of it too, is unlike maybe coming up traditionally involved in the sport or have a family history in the sport of NASCAR, for you to come here from New Zealand, succeed at the highest level, I think it's just, it's a testament to that it can be done on the diversity side globally. Talk a little bit about that, being maybe a role model, not just all the personal success, but the rest.
Yeah, look, as I said, I'm a long way from home. This type of racing is so foreign to anywhere else in the world, the way the guys race and the ovals. But you know, there's myself and Marcus Ambrose came from Australia, Pablo Montoya, and of course my teammate Daniel Suarez. So there's a few of us foreigners that have done well and won races. So yeah, it is tough to break into. As I said, the guys here, they're amazing at what they do. It's very, very high level, the American drivers. So yeah, got a lot to do to get better.
From the history side, undisputed, undefeated champion of Chicago. Nobody has ever won this race but Shane Van Gisbergen, right? And so talk a little bit about, as you're here, you know, as you're driving around, maybe going and seeing some of the sights, you take a ride around the track a little bit, do an extra little bit of promotional recon, as it was?
No, I'll wait till the race is on. But yeah, I'm sure everyone will be better this year. We were really good last year with, you know, it was the first street race for everyone. But now that they're all prepared, I'm pretty sure the competition will be pretty tough. Yeah, looking forward to just racing. And the track here is epic. It's one of my favorite street tracks to drive. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, you may not see this as your home city yet, but Chicago sees you as their home team, right? Shane Van Gisbergen, you're our guy. Congratulations.
Thanks
for everything you're doing. Enjoy the city, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me.